Welcome back. It's 10 minutes to 9. We're approaching the third anniversary, it comes in March, of the Japanese earthquake of 2011, in which over 15,000 people died and which caused massive destruction in the north end of Japan. And that's to be the subject of a lecture today at the Dublin Institute of Advanced Studies, which is, I should emphasise, open to all. You don't have to be an advanced student, and we'll give details of it in a moment, on the lessons of what happened in Japan 3 years ago, and also some, it involves some possible interest in, of direct interest to Ireland as well. We're joined by Tom Blake, Director of the Irish Seismic Network. Good morning and thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
First of all, tell us about the man who's giving this lecture and what the lessons are that not just Japan, everybody needs to learn.
Well, Dr. Canada is the head of JAMSTEC in Japan, which is the leading agency for marine earth science and technology. And he's been doing quite significant research recently in relation to analysing the geology and new methods of trying to get early warnings of these events before they occur, or at least minutes or seconds after they occur. So since the earthquake in Japan, the mega earthquake, he has been deploying instruments, seismic instruments, on the ocean floor with robots in an attempt to spread out the detection mechanism as far as possible, because ideally what has to happen is they need to buy every second possible in terms of an early alert in order to shut down things like the fast bullet trains, to shut down the nuclear reactors within seconds, and to shut down pipelines as well, and so thereby mitigate the disaster that would occur as a result of one of these large earthquakes.
And the big worry in population terms is of course Tokyo, because I don't know how long you'd need to evacuate a city of over 20 million people.
Indeed.
But they need as much time as yes, they can get.
Yes, indeed.
What's possible in terms of realistic warning?
In terms of what we're learning at the moment from his research, if they can buy anything up to 15 seconds as far out as, we say, 10 or 20 kilometres, well then you are able to initiate the immediate shutdown within seconds of the things like the Fukushimas of this world, or the pipelines or the bullet trains, to help reduce the disaster.
And I should, by the way, in case you're wondering, we're not just talking about Japanese weather, we'll be coming on to the Irish weather and the latest news in a couple of moments. Now, in terms of, I mean, this is of interest to everyone because of the humanitarian consequences of what happened the last time and the need to look forward. Now, what of, in terms of, could earthquakes, tsunamis, ever be of any serious interest to us in terms of a possible threat?
Indeed, they can be. We have our own Irish National Seismic Network, obviously, that records earthquakes from all around the world. But of immediate concern to us is the seismicity in the Atlantic, the Caribbean and the Azores. And we already have had two serious tsunamis in 1755 and 1761 generated in the Azores region, which caused significant damage along the south coast of Ireland with waves of greater than 15 foot high. That was in 1755. You can imagine something like that happening today. So many people now live on the coast or near the coast. The structural damage alone would be enormous before we even start to count the cost of human life.
In recent days.
Exactly.
So we don't have much time. In terms of possibilities, necessities, work we could or should be doing here, what do you see?
I think it would be very useful for us to learn from the Japanese in terms of putting these instruments on the ocean floor around the south coast of Ireland and indeed out to the Porcupine in the west, and thereby giving us a detection rate that's probably better than we have at the moment, because our instruments at the moment are purely onshore. And by expanding that network into the marine, it gives us a greater understanding of the seismicity in the region, and also a more rapid response to what might happen in the Azores or in the Caribbean if that was to
and
happen.
Is there a possibility here for work for Irish companies?
Indeed,
or
I think
research work at least.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if we just go back to December, in fact, to the joint declaration by the Taoiseach and in Japan, and his visit with the Prime Minister there, one of the fundamental things that they spoke about was academic research and technological research and exchange. This basis, I think it dovetails very nicely with what happened in the second
directive.
The
details of the lecture, which you were emphasising to me earlier, and we emphasise now, is open to all. When and where?
Well, everybody's welcome this afternoon at 2:30 to 10 Burlington Road for the public lecture in relation to this very interesting topic, and I think is one that will be quite well attended.
Tom Blake, Director of the Irish Seismic Network, thank you very much.